eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you travel now, get this out of the way. When you travel now, are you having to take any extra precautions?
You know what? We had talked about it today. I got a text message from our trainer, and he just had mentioned that if anybody has any other symptoms, fever, cough, this and that, that not going on the trip, you know, you got to be careful. And stuff's changing so rapidly with new information and stuff like that, that we're just doing what the, you know, what we're being told with the university. So travel cautiously. Hand sanitizer, you can't get it anywhere. Waters, anything.
It's
Health and rest is really a key recipe this time of season.
No question.
For any basketball team.
No question. It's all about energy right now. You're watching a lot of games on TV. Freshmen are hitting walls. Teams aren't playing their best basketball. But with that being said, you got to make sure your energy is at a high level.
And at this time, are you able to practice much, or is it more just refreshing?
You do. But, you know, it becomes practices are more for us. It's been a couple of the key things that we got to get better at and try to compete. It keeps you fresh, keeps a good rhythm, and but you're also making sure guys aren't getting hurt and wearing themselves down. We have a great energy team that manages that, and we're making sure that our guys are ready to play on game night, be healthy, and be at peak energy.
And how's the health of the team right now?
I think pretty good. I mean, it is a long season, and we are young, so you have those, you can see the look on their face sometimes, but I'm really proud of the way that they've worked and approached everything. We're happy about that.
And then, just the way that you sort of flipped the lineup in the last game, yeah. Do you go back to your old lineup because you've had some success with Jaden in the starting lineup?
I think so. I think, we go back to what we do, and so we'll go back and we've been playing eight guys and consistently, and sometimes maybe throwing a ninth. We'll go back to that lineup.
Is that kind of the scariest thought as a staff at this point in the season, that you are who you are?
You know what? I think, when you're young, the one thing I've learned during this year is you can't rush the process. And as a coach, you're trying to stretch it, run it, and it's like a Stretch Armstrong. How long can you pull it? The one thing is you just got to keep focused on how can we get better. And so we've done a lot of recreating situations, teams that we're going to play, things that have hurt us in the past. And hopefully that helps us get better for our next opportunity. In a lot of these games, we haven't pulled off games due to a lot of different kind of scenarios. Could be lack of foul shooting one game. It could be your defense wasn't pinpointed. It could be great player shots at the end of a game where guys take over. And so we're just trying to improve in a couple things. Defensively, obviously, what our rules are and how we can defend, executing the game plans, knowing our offense better. And then, you got to be able to make some shots. And, can't rush the process. We are who we are. We just got to try to get better every day.
I figure as individuals, as young players, you have to know as a staff they have to keep getting better and better.
Yeah, right? Sure.
But as a team, is there a point in the season where there's a law of diminishing returns and you're just like...
It's interesting. It's like watching some teams last year, one in our league, Oregon, right? They had struggled and all of a sudden they just kind of started clicking at the right time and ran off four games and
had a couple great wins at the end of the year, us being one of them at our place on senior night. I think, you know, I think with teams, you know, you just don't know when it's going to click. And you're fighting for that. You're working toward that. It's magic when it happens. And, you know, hopefully we get that run.
I know you're kind of a real study of the game.
Yeah.
And so you see a team like Oregon
yeah.
or other teams
sure.
where it's clicked.
Yeah.
When you've seen the results start to take place, has there been a common denominator in the past?
You know what? Going back to, when I was at Syracuse one year, we weren't in the NCAA tournament. And we were the first team to go into the Big East tournament and win four games. And it was Jerry McNamara's great run. The game winner against Cincinnati, and then Connecticut, the number one team in the country, and then we ended up beating, I think it was Georgetown and Pittsburgh, the teams that we struggled for that year. And I think the biggest thing was that first win. You know, it was somebody stepping up and making a big play, and with that builds momentum. And with that momentum, it just carries and belief starts building. And I've seen it happen. But there's that magic, there's that belief, and I do know our guys are believing, they're working hard, and you know, hopefully we can get that break, we can make that, you know, tied up game two, we can make big foul shots, so we make a big three. It takes a little bit of a spark, and unfortunately we had a lot of opportunities to get that spark, we haven't, but at any time we can get it, gets you some momentum and going in the right direction, and that's when magic happens.
Is this the strangest basketball season you've had? And I say that. You're in last place, but you haven't been beat badly. And the two wins you have, you've won by 32 and 35 points.
Yeah.
So it just seems something's really out of whack. I mean, with the trend.
You know, we've been in a lot of games and shows that we're a good team. Are still, if you look at like some of the numbers, our numbers are still pretty good in a lot of these analytics. But, you know, and it's about winning and losing. We've had our opportunities. There's some... You know, the basketball gods have blessed us. Last year we won every close game. This year we've come up on the bottom end a couple of these games. And so it has been strange. There's no getting around it, but it is what it is. You just got to learn from it, grow from it, and get better from it, and learn a lot of lessons. And so, you know, try to recreate these situations, keep them mentally fresh, and knowing that we've got a lot of opportunities. I mean, the Arizona schools are great schools. They both have great records. They're both supposedly in the NCAA tournament. What great opportunities to get that spark before we go to Las Vegas.
Mike, last year you had Jalen Noel, and you could clear out. He could
sure.
go for the last shot. Do you have that guy on your team this year that could do that?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. We put Nas in some of those situations. He's a guy who can do it. We've been in a couple of them. At Utah, Isaiah made a great shot. The difference with Isaiah is you've got to work out something to get him the ball. If there's 8 seconds, 11 seconds, so it's not like he has the ball and he makes the play, which it simplifies. But we've got some things to try to get our best players the ball at the end of games. Jalen Noel was a different kind of guy. Not only could he make that play, but if he got fouled, he'd make the foul shots. So there's a lot of different things that are going on in your head when you're making those decisions based on our personnel. But you know, we've made some big shots this year. Nas Carter against Baylor made the huge three. Actually made two. Made the big one against UCLA to go up one. We just couldn't get the stop. So we've had some moments. We just haven't finished.
You have a guy, Raekwon, who has shown he can change the game with his three-point shot, who you've put in at the end of games when you need one. Do you feel like he needs perhaps like more consistent time, more time to kind of get himself into a rhythm?
You know what, he's just got to be able to, obviously the defensive aspect has been a big part of what we do. I think with him, he's got elite confidence. There's very few, you know, being a guy who doesn't start and comes out and makes shots, that's kind of like the difference between a starting pitcher and a relief pitcher. He's got the mentality to be able to do it. The great guard who heard us here from UCLA won a game the other night by coming in the game and making some threes. I think with Raekwon, it's more of right now a little bit of trust in terms of shot selection and being patient for us to try to get him a shot rather than him trying to force a shot, and that's part of the youth and growing process. You know, he's a guy that's come in games, Colorado, and just came off the bench and made 4 or 5 threes in a row. So he's got that ability. Now it just goes back to the intelligence of shot selection. Start, no start. I don't think it's a difference for him right now.
What makes Remy Martin a player of the year candidate?
I think he's leading scorer in the league. You know, when you're, you know, point guards in this league, Peyton Pritchard, McKinley Wright, big players. He makes big plays offensively, defensively. He is on consistent, unrelenting attack constantly. He plays with ultimate confidence. The coaching staff gives him that, and he's fun to watch. As a fan, when we don't play him, I like watching him. He's always making plays. He's nonstop. He makes some mistakes, but he's playing with ultimate confidence. And when you have a guy like that, everybody kind of rallies around him, and he's a special player.
Mike, year one, you come in here and you're having to install your program.
Yeah.
Year two,
yeah.
You win the conference.
Yeah.
What have you learned about the process of being a head coach, dealing with this kind of adversity this year, about yourself?
You know, I think I've learned a lot about myself. I think the biggest thing is, you know, experience matters. I think that's a big thing. Doesn't matter how talented you are if you don't play together as a team, and I think that's when inexperience and youth, that's the process of building and molding over time, obviously helps. And you know, I think I think those would be the two major things. And I think biggest thing is I was getting frustrated earlier in the year, even when we were winning and before the quality thing, just because you can't rush the process with youth. And when you coach experienced guys, you might not run a play for a month and come and call the play, and they're like, "Oh yeah," and they're, you know, it's and that goes back to rushing the process for me too. You got to be able to slow down. You know, it's not what you know; it's what you can get them to know. And so, I think those were the three things that I've learned.
Do you do much self-evaluation as the season's going on?
Oh,
do you allow that?
I do. I'm one of those guys. I read, I learn, I study, and I just try to figure out, you know, how I can be the best. I think I'm a coach in work, and, you know, coach in progress, just like everybody. I've got some really good mentors, people that I study from, and I'm just trying to be the best I can. Not perfect. I've made bad decisions, good decisions. I'm a work in progress. I take pride in that, and just want to be a life learner and just keep getting better, bottom line.
Is there something about ASU and Arizona? Because we talked about how by this time you're kind of who you are.
Yeah.
Is there something different about them compared to when you guys played them last?
No, I just think, you know, Bobby Hurley does a great job in getting his guys. They are relentless, and they play hard. They pressure. They came in here. They forced different guys to run the offense, which takes you out of the rhythm. We'll be prepared for that. We're trying to create the environment just like what we played against in practice. We did a good job yesterday against that. And then, you know, we have the game plan. Now can we go out and execute it? But they pose the problem of disruption. And can we hold, you know, can we be poised with their disruption and make them pay for their pressure? And then our defense, hopefully good enough where they like to play fast. Our defense can take them out of rhythm too. So a couple things, you know, we'll be working handling the pressure and then obviously getting back in transition, setting up our defense. And I think everybody knows that. And when we're doing that, we're a pretty tough team. But those are the key ingredients.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.